The crust then has got three major rock types. It's got sedimentary rocks, and this is now looking at a class of rocks. These ones then are formed by the biotic remains dropping to the bottom of the ocean and rocks coming in from the rivers. All of that material then being compacted by the process of diagenesis and turned into a rock. It's something I was reading on the plane actually, where they're looking at the moment in different ways of potentially getting rid of carbon dioxide. One of the more wacky ones is to seed the oceans of the Antarctic region, all of the cold southern oceans, which are not doing too much, with iron. Now, iron's quite often the limiting material in productivity. So you generate a lot of phytoplankton biomass, and that biomass then fixes carbon dioxide and dies, and it drops all of that carbon to the bottom of the ocean. It then undergoes diagenesis, turned into sedimentary rock and stored. There are a lot of people quite concerned about that concept, untested way of mucking up a huge ecosystem, so they've stopped doing it pretty quickly after they started, until more work's actually done on trialling it. The crystalline basement bedrocks then that we're likely to be standing on will be either igneous rocks, which were formed by cooling of our liquid magma. So we've got our primary minerals present. Feldspar, we saw that this is an aluminous silicate. It can either be a potassium feldspar or a sodium feldspar, depending on what particular cation was sitting at the front in that formula. These guys then are formed under high pressure temperature conditions. The metamorphic rocks are where we take a sedimentary rock, or we can take igneous rocks, and we transform these things under different pressure temperature conditions. So the key is that we've started off with one rock type, and we've then subducted this thing into a different temperature pressure condition, and we turn it into another rock type. So we change the mineral composition. So that's what metamorphic rocks are. So in the picture up here, it's just breaking down then the composition of this thing. We've got our crystalline bedrock here. We have got our sedimentary rock at the top, and of those sedimentary rocks, then the composition of those, we will have mud rocks, carbonate, sandstone, and evaporite. So we've looked at what some of those evaporite minerals are. We'll look at what these ones are in just a moment. The picture here is one that I do want you to have the numbers moderately accurate in terms of knowing that the surface of the planet then, in terms of the crustal composition, is oxygen at about 47%, silicon at about 28%, aluminium at about 8%, iron at 5%, and then after that, just the ordering of calcium through to magnesium. Just like the seawater, so that you know the things that are important in terms of the chemistry of the surface of the planet.